futures bounced sharply higher Monday. Recent moisture and future strength are helping boost cash calf and feeder cattle prices. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 10th of November. Last week's 5-area weighted average fed steer price was $106.33 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $1.26 higher than the previous week, but $8.27 less than the same time a year earlier. The average steer price in the beef was $165.35, which was $1.40 more than the prior week, but $15.69 less than the previous year. Cattle futures roared higher Monday, buoyed by significant gains in wholesale beef prices and last week's stronger cash-fed cattle prices. There is also likely plenty of help from surging outside markets tied to the reported efficacy of a coronavirus vaccine. More about that momentarily. Live cattle futures closed an average of $2.19 higher, from $1.20 higher toward the back to $3.17 higher in spot D's. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $3.71 higher, from $1.90 higher at the back to $4.80 higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $3.07 higher Monday afternoon at $217.39 a hundredweight. Select was $3.88 higher at $202.37. Week to week, choice was $8.74 higher and select was up $9.75. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 6 to 9 cents higher through August of 21, and then mostly from a penny lower to a penny higher. Calves and feeders sold mainly higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers were selling $4 to $7 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Feeder heifers were trading steady to $5 higher. Steer and heifer calves were selling $4 to $10 higher. There are an estimated 11,500 head on hand. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer calves and yearlings sold steady to $5 higher, while heifer calves and yearlings sold steady. There are 5,437 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves sold unevenly steady at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Calves with a vaccination program sold $5 to $9 higher. There are 3,227 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 450 to 550 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 2,220 head. Steers weighing 5.5 to 7.5 sold $2.50 to $4 lower, but $1 to $2 higher at 750 to 950 pounds. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $4 higher, and then steady to $6 higher at 600 to 800 pounds. Finally, yearling feeder steers and heifers sold $6 to $8 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 2,063 head. Except for tech stocks, major U.S. financial indices rallied Monday on news that a vaccine candidate from Pfizer and BioNTech proved to be more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19. Specifically, according to those companies, the vaccine candidate was found to be more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 in participants without evidence of prior SARS-CoV-2 infection in the first interim efficacy analysis. The companies continue to accumulate safety data and currently estimate that a median of 2 months of safety data following the second and final dose of the vaccine candidate will be available by the third week of November. Based on current projections, those companies expect to produce up to 50 million vaccine doses globally this year and up to 1.3 billion doses in 2021. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 834 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 41 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 181 points. calf and feeder cattle markets appear to be moving higher in the southern plains, with wheat pasture prospects improved by recent moisture. For instance, in Oklahoma, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, says prices last week for steers weighing 450 to 600 pounds were the highest since late August and early September. As an example, he notes the combined statewide auction price for medium and large number one steers at 450 to 500 pounds last week was $166.89 a hundredweight, compared to $147.34 a week earlier when storm severity helped damper markets. Currently, he points out prices dropped sharply for cattle weighing 600 pounds or less. Said another way, the price rollback is steeper for those compared to little change in price for those weighing more than 600 pounds. A bigger price rollback reduces the value of gain, explains Peel, saying that the current value of gain for 200 pounds of gain from 450 to 650 pounds is 62 cents a pound, but it's $1.36 for that same gain moving from 650 to 850 pounds. With a possibly shortened winter grazing period, a heavier beginning weight currently offers a higher value of gain and may make sense, Peel says, adding that the next few weeks may result in additional demand for stockers, but will likely also see larger supplies of feeder cattle, at least at Oklahoma auctions. Overall, he says, it appears there are significant numbers of calves and feeders yet to be marketed this fall. Stocker and feeder prices could move either higher or lower in the next month, depending on the balance of increased demand and increased supply in auctions, he says. Peel also points out that the recent surge in feeder cattle futures is adding support to calf and feeder cattle prices. He explains winter grazing typically keys off of the March feeder cattle futures contract, and those contract prices increased to over $135 a hundredweight at the end of last week, up from lows of below $126 less than 2 weeks ago. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 10th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.